Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of teaching one's son Torah. This is the third part, and the yesod that emerged was that the purpose of teaching him the very beginning, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, is the yesod of Adin in Chinuch, and not in Talmud Torah, that you want to be margil his lashon to say words of Torah. And we'll continue from there. We saw some very, very big chidushim in Yesodos in the first two segments of the Shir B'Siyata Dishmaya. And the Gemara says, L'lamdo Torah means the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kila Siyakov. The Pnei Yeshua and Brachos of Chofa Ben Aleph writes that you teach him this Pasuk specifically because Torah Tziva includes Kol HaTorah Kula. And apparently, he is referring to the Gemara in Makos and of Chav Gimel Amid Beis. And this pasuk, that Taryag mitzvahs were told to Moshe at Sinai, Torah is bigamatria tav resh yud aleph, Torah is bigamatria 611, and Anochi and lo yielecha mipi agvura shamanu. We heard Anochi and lo yielecha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611, and the other two came from Hashem. And so we have a remez for Kol HaTorah Kula in this pasuk. However, it's still not so clear because Taryag mitzvahs were said, and in this pasuk, all it says is Taryah. All it says is Taryah. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe only told us Torah, 611. So, why? Where then is the remez here for Kol HaTorah Kula when you teach your son? And we discussed in the previous segment that Limud Torah is mitzvah Torah, not mitzvah the Amanas Lasos, that's Tully in the Taryag Mitzvahs. But it's Torah Be'etzim, even though women is Amanas Lasos. But men are learning Torah, not just Amanas Lasos, but Torah L'Shem Torah. So even if it's not Torah Kashur, even if it's not connected to the Taryag Mitzvahs, so why Dafka Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? It's only 611, and even if it's 613, but there's more to Torah than just 613. Tosim Bava Basra and Daf Yedalet Amid Aleph and the Ramaschal Dilma Torah Tziva writes on that says in the Gemara that the Rabbi said to Rav Amnuna that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, and he said no, maybe he wrote Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Tosis writes, "Vomer Rabbeinu Tam shows a pasuk nikra Torah. That pasuk is called Torah, like we say in the third paragraph of Sukkah that the Gemara cut and knows how to speak. That's the Gemara we started with. A father teaches him Torah. What does Torah mean? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's Torah. And the Rimigash and Shita Mukubetis writes that this pasuk was written by Rav Ami because this pasuk is Al Kol HaTorah Kula. So if somebody writes it, it's like he's writing Kol HaTorah Kula. But how's it called Kol HaTorah Kula when it's only a remez to 611 of the mitzvahs that were said to Moshe at Sinai? What's this Kol HaTorah Kula in the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? So therefore it would appear, Rav Man says, that what is special about this pasuk is what we see in Pshuto Shel Mikra in this pasuk, like Rashi writes in Mizos HaBracha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kihilas Yaakov. Says Rashi, Achzanuha Velo Nazvena. And what this pasuk is teaching us is that we have a shaychus to the Torah, which is part of us. It's part of the guf mahus ha'isha Yisraeli. Ach zanua v'lo nazvena. We're going to grab onto it, we're not going to leave it. And therefore, we cannot separate from it and leave it. And so too, in the Ramban, in that pasuk, katam shi'isa tamid. V'yomar Torah tziva lanu, etc. V'hitiyah marasha l'kilas Yaakov. Kiladoras olam kol bnei Yaakov Yerashua v'yishmeru osa kilot hishokach mipi zaro. because the for all the generations, all of the Bnei Yaakov will be inheriting this Torah and guard it, and it's not going to be forgotten from the sea. That's Torah Tziva Lanu, this Torah was given to us, and it's going to be a Morash, it's going to be an inheritance for Achilles Yaakov, because we're going to keep it for all the generations. In other words, it's included in the Mahus of Yisrael. It's not a Dover Nosaf, but it's part and parcel of the Jewish people. And Memela calls man that the Jewish people exist, Memela there's going to be Torah. And that would also appear to be what Rabbi Yochanan says in Masechet Sanhedrin and Tesamet Aleph, that Ha'akum was Osek B'Torah Tzchayiv Misa Shenemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Moirasha. Lanu, for us, it's a Moirasha, not Lahem, and therefore they're not allowed to be Osek in Torah. And look there in the Sugya that if they learn it, it's Gezel. And the Gemara also brings from Psachim and Tesamet Aleph, don't read Morasha, Elam Morasa, that they're Chayav Midin Baal Naram Urasa. In other words, it says here, Shtei Da, that the Nesina Satorah Yisrael makes us one with the Torah. It's their Torah. If either it's begeder me'o rasa, and if it's begeder bailus shel Yerusha, which is a bailus that's connected lanetzach, we're either betrothed to the Torah, or we have this bailus of Yerusha. It's part and parcel of us. And also Psachim Sadi Aleph Amid Beis Kol Menei Alachim Pitalmud Kilu Gozla Min Achlas Avoysav Shneemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. If you prevent a halacha coming to the mouth of a Talmud, it's like you stole from him the inheritance of his forefathers. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov Morashi L'chol Yisrael Misheshes Yimei Bereshis, the Gemara says. Etzim Bria Sa'olam, even though Torah was given in, the Torah was only given much later. But Etzim Bria Sa'olam was Nikba, that the Jewish people are supposed to be getting the Torah. That's our Bria. Umemela, that's the way the Jewish people were created. So it's Mukhruch, that it's part of our Etzim Ahus. It has to be that it's part of our very essence. And if you look in the Sifri, on this pasuk of Zos HaBracha, there are numerous drashas which relate to this inyan of the Torah being part of our essence, and according to this it would appear that the Rimigash says that this pasuk is said in the whole Torah is because that this pasuk is saying is that the Mahus HaTorah is that it's connected to the Jewish people, and Memela it emerges that since it's Talui in that there's a special kesher between Torah and the Jewish people, since this was said about anything that is Torah, so memela, it's licked in them, it's munach bazeh, a shaychus and a kesher between the Jewish people and the entire Torah. Because that's their whole mahus. Their whole mahus is Torah. So anything can they call Torah is going to be part of the mahus of the Jewish people. And that's what Tosa says. That pasuk is called Torah. That pasuk defines the essence of Torah in relationship to the Jewish people. And the Melech's Messiaches to the whole Torah. Once you say this pasuk is telling you, Torah is connected to the Jewish people. And the Melech, anything that's Torah is connected to the Jewish people. That's our Mahus. And therefore it's called Torah. Because Torah means Morash Akilas Yaakov. That's part of who we are. And it emerges according to this, that if a person writes this pasuk, it's like he's writing Kol HaTorah Kula. Because this pasuk expresses the hisyachsus, the relationship of the Jew to Torah. And memela, you don't cut the Torah up into pieces. It's the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula. We're connected by etzim to the Kol HaTorah Kula. Sefer Torah is missing one letter. So I say for Torah, it's a puzzle. And that's why the Gemara says, Rav Ami wrote it 400 times. What's the union of this writing? The Maharsha says that he wrote it for the Tinokos, that their parents should teach them. Look in the Torah Tumima, Parashas Zos HaBracha, what he says. And besides that, the Gemara brings this in the context of writing a Sefer Torah Mamish. So what's the sinyan of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe in the context of writing a Sefer Torah? But based on what we said, we understand that there's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which whose primary purpose is that when a person has a Torah, he'll be davuk b'Torah. Some people say it's enough to buy it, or no, or maybe you actually have to write it. Because when you write it, people feel much more connected to something that they themselves created. So maybe buying isn't enough. Akopanim, the point of Ksiva Sefer Torah is that you should feel Shaychus to Torah. And like we said, Ksiva Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is a Ksiva on the Shaychus and Mahus Achas that we have with the Torah. And therefore, it's like the mitzvah of writing a whole Sefer Torah, called Amar Bereza Meshubach. So you wrote it 400 times? Could be better than that? Because this is essentially expresses the whole Torah. It's a simon for kol Torah kula. It's our shaychus. So now it would appear that that we teach a pasuk of Torah, a tinok, a child, who starts to talk. This pasuk specifically, it's because, like we said, the ikar inyan is to be koveya beguf koach hadibur, that this person's peh should be a peh, a mol, vos ret divrei Torah. Is licked in Torah, is licked in learning, as they would say in Lakewood. Not exactly sure what it means, but I know they say things like that in Lakewood. That a person has to be, not only in Lakewood, even Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, primarily Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, a person has to be a mouth that's constantly speaking Divrei Torah. You have to be margil, the person, the Lashon of the Tinok, that is always talking Divrei Torah, that is muhus of his peh, and his metzias should be a peh of Divrei Torah. And that's what we say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That there's a muhus of Torah by the Ishi Yisraeli, and Mimela, when his Reishis Dibur is in this Pasuk, it's Munach Bazet, it encompasses the idea that his Dibur is a Dibur of his muhus. That his muhus is a muhus of Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And that's the whole Tachlis. Like we said in the previous segment, we spoke about how in other matters a person should be an Elaim. So what you're doing is you're saying that this pasuk, this is my essence. But if your mouth is speaking other things, that it shows that it's not your essence. If it's a davar hanitzrach, it's a davar hanitzrach. It's not ikar by you. But if people are speaking other words and their primary words are non-Torah words, it shows it's not their essence. And therefore the father teaches the son at the very beginning, Morasha Kilas Yaakov, this is who we are. We're Morasa. It's a Yerusha. We have Bailus. It's part of us. So therefore we have to say Dafka, this Pasuk, because that impresses upon the child that this is who we are. And therefore that's the only thing his mouth should be speaking. And according to this it would appear that we learned in the first shir about this from the Sifri and the Tosefta, they have to learn Lashon HaKodesh with the child. It's not just a hecha timtzit to learn Torah like the Torah Tumimah wants to say. Because it's vaday mashma from the Sifri and the Tosefta that it's an inyan bifnei atzma. Because otherwise you don't need the Sifri and the Tosefta to tell you that it needs to learn Lashon HaKodesh. If you can't learn Torah otherwise, then it's pashut. But what's it telling us? That you need to teach Lashon HaKodesh. So that since, like we said, you have to bring the child to a place that is koach hadibur, will only be klapei divrei Torah. So since the koach hadibur is connected to language, because only through language there's speech, if we're dealing with the koach hadibur of Torah, vadai that the language has to be Lashon HaKodesh, which is Sfas HaTorah. That's the language of Torah. And through this language, then he's going to be able to speak Divrei Torah. Torah is written in Hebrew. The art school didn't translate the Chumash from English to Hebrew. They translated from Hebrew to English. So therefore, what we're trying to do is we're trying to take create a mouth that speaks Divrei Torah. And part and parcel of Divrei Torah is the language. So So not only are we teaching Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that his koach hadibur should be a dibur of Torah, that his mouth should be focused all the time on Torah because that's his essence. It's also mischayev from this that you'd only have to teach him the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe that says that Torah is part of his mahus. You also have to be mechil b'koach diburo, koach dibur shel svas lashon hakodesh. You make him speak lashon hakodesh because that's the dibur of Torah. That's part and parcel of his mouth being a Torah digger mouth, lashon hakodesh. It's the means. Oh, if I know lashon hakodesh, I can speak Torah. You're trying to make the mouth into a mouth of Torah. The only way it's a mouth of Torah is if it knows lashon hakodesh, because lashon hakodesh is the language of Torah. And from this flows the chiyuv that the Sifri and the Tosefta teaches us to know Lashon HaKodesh. And according to this, it would appear that just like we said, klapei the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that it itself is not poel the tachlis. It's not all there is to a Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, but rather the father has to place in the tchilas dibur of the son this inyan that it says in this pasuk that it's a yerusha, it's a morash, it's part of our essence, part of our mahus, morasa. So to legabe lashon hakodesh, you don't teach him. You don't teach him the whole language. That's not the job of the father. Rather, you teach him the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and when you say that to your son in Lashon HaKodesh, that's a kiyum dim of Ladabir Bam. That tells you, Ladabir Bam below B'dvar B'teilim. Ladabir Bam, you should have a Torah Tziva mouth. So you have in this pasuk two inyanim. You have the essence of Torah. Torah, we're connected to Torah, to Yerusha, to Marasha, to Marasa. It's part of our essence. And you're also saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, which means that now, at the very beginning, you're margil the child to speak Lashon HaKodesh, to speak Divrei Torah, that his mouth should be a mouth that speaks Torah of Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. You only need the Lashon HaKodesh of this pasuk. Lo tzarich ledaber ito kol hazman b'Lashon HaKodesh. Because this pasuk, like we said, it's one small pasuk, one small step for man, one big step for mankind. It's one small pasuk, but it symbolizes kol ha-Torah kula. So too, when you teach him this pasuk in Lashon HaKodesh, so then you're margil the child. Oh, when I'm speaking, my mouth is a Lashon HaKodesh to come out, I'm speaking Torah. So this pasuk accomplishes both the Lashon HaKodesh aspect and the Torah aspect. And that's what Rashi says ala Torah. Then when the time the child knows how to speak, teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. All you have to teach him is the pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Because that's the lemaisa of the chiyuv. And then Rashi continues and he writes that this should be tchilas limud diburo, and that's not the lemaisa, that lemaisa it's the beginning of his speech, rather it's tamo shel davar. The reason that you're teaching him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is in order that it should be limud diburo, limud milashon hergel, mitzvah sanashim milumada, that he should be a ragil to speak. This should be the beginning of his of the hergel of his dibur, of accustoming to speak divrei Torah. And Rashi says mikan amru kashik tinok maschil ledaber avi misichim o b'lashon hakodesh malamdo Torah. So for this reason, that it should be limud diburo, it's mischayev that when the child starts to speak, the father should speak Lashon HaKodesh to him and teach him Torah. Like we said, You need these two inyanim in a person, in the child's mouth. There has to be Lashon HaKodesh and Limud HaTorah. But that's not the lemaisa. That's the goal. The goal is he should have a lashon hakodesh dig a mouth, and a limud haTorah dig a mouth. But what's the lemaisa of this chiyuv of the father that Rashi wrote at the beginning to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? And the mailer your yotzei yedei chovas both in yanim. Your yotzei yedei chovas lashon hakodesh and limud haTorah. And therefore Rashi starts with Lashon, with Limud Torah. And then only afterwards he gets the Lashon HaKodesh. How did Lashon HaKodesh fall in here? The answer is that this inyan of Limud Torah encompasses also Lashon HaKodesh. Because he has to have a mouth of Limud Torah and he has to have a mouth of Lashon HaKodesh. Because that's the language of Torah. Rashi reads beautifully. Mishasha ben yodeh ledaber lamdeo Torah tziva lanu Moshe. So we should have a mouth that speaks divrei Torah. Sheze tchilas limud diburo. Because the point is, you have to accustom him, demargil him to speak words of Torah. His mouth should be Torahdik. And then Mikan Amru, from here we said, when the child starts speaking, you have to speak Hebrew with him. Where's the Lashon HaKodesh here? The beginning he only says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The answer is, there's a key in the Torah Tziva Lanu Lashon HaKodesh also. You're marking him now that he's speaking the language of Torah, and also Malam de Torah. If you look at Rashi, B'tchilas Dvarav, Rashi says, Alashanav, Misha, Sheben Yodea Ledaber. So this man is when he just knows a few words. This man is Misha Sheben Ledaber. Yodea, now he knows a few words. He knows. Yodea Ledaber, he knows how to speak. And then right to Rashi says, Mikana Rukshinok Maschil Adaber. He starts. Second, you just told me a minute ago, it's Yodel Adaber. And now it says Maschil. Maschil is that he's saying his first few words. Lachora, these are two different times. So it's Lachora, Stira, and Rashi. It's also Stira in the Sifri. It says Maschil Adaber. And the Brisa in our Sugyan Sukkah. And the Tosefta say it's Taloi in Yodeh Ledaber. Lashon the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Maschil Ledaber. Was not the Lashon of the Brice of Yodeh Ledaber. So which one is it? Yodeh or Maschil? Knowing kid can already speak properly? Or just starting? Baal Korchach Vaday this man is Mish Yodeh Ledaber. Like it says in the Brice and the Tosefta. But the time in the Yesod Adin is because that's the beginning of his speech. That's the time when you have to be Koveya B'Koach Diburo, this Inyan. And Yaschi Ledaber means to speak in a way of Yada. Which is Bahascholas Diburo Ze Shayodea Ledaber. The moment he knows how to speak, then you have to teach him. You have to teach him this pasuk. Because then he's gonna be ragil to speak that way. So the beginning, Rashi says, the Lamaisa, Kshiodea Ledaber. And then Rashi says, Viter, you know why it's you know what the time is? The time is shekshatinok maschil ledaber aviv meisichem ablashan hakodesh maschil ba'ofen shel v'yada. But the purpose is the haschala. Not just that now the child knows how to speak, so teach him lashan hakodesh and Torah. No, now is the beginning of the time that he knows how to speak, and therefore you're going to be margilim always to speak divrei Torah. That's the type of mouth that he should have. So much depth in one line of Rashi. There's no steer at all. It's maschil bofen shel v'yada, and this way, this is going to be what he's. Now he knows how to speak. So now that he's reached the stage of knowing how to speak, he's not just talking a baby blabber anymore. The very beginning now that has to take him through the rest of his life. That's the type of mouth he should have. Should be a Torah-dika mouth. So there's still yet more to say, but we've made some beautiful headway into this sugya, and we should be zocha lilmo du lalamed lishmor v'lasiv l'kaimus kol divrei tzamu torasa b'hav. I hope l'ineder b'siyata d'shmaya. We should conclude the shir in the next segment. I hope l'ineder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.